Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
I deserve.
Fuck a vacay after better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to their podcast over on blogtalkradio.com. Traders Network Live Power Hour podcast brought to you by equityfeed.com. If you're looking for the best charts, the best data, the best scanner, best level two, upgrade your trading game. Come over to equityfeed.com. Get a free 14-day free trial. No credit card required. All right, guys. Right now, Black Talk Radio audience, we're streaming live over on our ticker TV /HeadStreet. Come check us out. Right now, we are holding EXXI 5,000 shares at 367. And we're looking for a solid upswing going into next week. I will be holding this for a few days. You know, the last time we traded this around the 235 range, and we shot up to the $4 range. So we're going to see what's going to happen, guys. I'm really bullish on this. I just got done trading another volatile stock today, earlier, if I started the show, which is VBLT. Now, look at this. I should have held. I left some cash on the table, but I'm okay with that, guys. Like I was saying on my last live stream, I leave a lot on the table. I take my gains very quick because I don't want to give nothing back. I got in at literally at 6:06, 3,500 shares, and I sold at 3:17. I could be selling in the 6:30 range right now, which means instead of making 300, I would have probably made over a grand. But that's okay. I'm up 1,300 for the week. It's some change. Not that bad a week. And some people, it takes them literally a whole month to make $1,300. If you're working part-time, you're just doing it, and you're a part-time worker, you're just doing it, you're making $1,300 a month, probably. I made that literally in pretty much in 4 days. I'm okay with that. And I made pretty much a paycheck. Somebody's paycheck for the week, I made it literally in 5 minutes. So I'm cool with that. But I could have had more. But I don't like taking risks right now. But, I'll take more risk in the future like I used to. We used to get like crazy gains. Like when I traded Lake from like 360 literally to the $25. I'll take more risk in the future. I'm looking to take a little more risk over here on EXXI. I'm looking to actually hold for a bigger gain. Because usually if I bought this at 667, I'd probably sell it on 375. But I'm holding for more, guys. I want big gains on this. I hope everybody's having a really good, awesome trading day. There's so many plays out there today that are going very, very well. I hope your week is going well. The weather is beautiful. If you live in a nice northeast area that I live in, my winter was terrible. Freaking snowed in for months, so I'm back out going outside, hanging outside, golfing, you know, doing the whole gym thing, getting ready for the summer. The market right now is kind of like typical. I don't know whoever came up with this, but sell in May has to be shot because the market should be better than it is right now. They're not going to raise rates. It should be going a lot much better than it really is. But there are some really good stocks that run really quick, like the BLT. BLTC a couple weeks ago, right? From literally from 2 to 21. Who would have thought that shit? GENE, that was huge. GBSN, that was another huge runner. So many great plays. You just gotta be around to trade them. And you gotta know how to trade them. Like me, I take quick gains. I sold VLTC and I was in like 235 and I sold like at 270. I could have I could have made a lot of money on that. It happens though. So right now we're looking at EXXI. We're looking for a solid upswing. We're in for a long-term swing. I like the price I'm in. It's going to bounce back. The dividend's coming to date, I think, very soon. And oil is going to rally. I like the volume coming in today. So we're going to see how it trades by end of next week. I'm hoping I'm up for a nice gain. If not, I got my stop loss in place, and we're good to go. Tonight, on Ticker TV, we're having a Q&A. So please come back for the Q&A, guys, where you can ask me some questions, and I will answer them live. If you have any questions right now, if you can't make it to the Q&A tonight, ask me some stuff now. I'll be willing to help to answer them. Hey, Dan, what's going on, man? Welcome to the live stream. Well, if you guys don't know, Dan's one of my students over here at Head Street Training. He's been with me for about a year now, and he's ready to take his training future to the next level. He's getting close to that. Well, getting close back to that. He fell off a little, but it happens to everyone. Pull up ONTY. Yes, I will, buddy. I will pull that bad boy up. We don't need to look at this anymore, because it'll make me more pissed off that I sold too early. So. Alright. I believe I actually had this on watch today. Yeah, I had this on watch, right? I can't go to Facebook right now, because there's some people messaging me, and I don't want to show, because it's my Pakistani web designer. Yes, I actually offshore. Cool cat though. Hopefully as a actually I don't care if I show it. He's either asking for money or he wants to show me a sample. Or he wants more information for the site. Alright. Back over here for now. Welcome to the live stream, guys. You're interested. Let me look at it some more. We got the level 2 open right now. This is ONTY. We're looking at 197, 198. The volume's up there. It's up 33%. I would wait, man. There's better plays out there right now. This was on watch earlier. I would have rather had you got in a lot cheaper than what this price is right now. It could take off, but let's just watch it for the next few minutes and we can make a decision how you want to trade it. It depends. Me personally, my account's bigger, so I can just get in at 198 and sell at 207. I still have profit. You on the other hand, are totally different. You need a bigger gain. So you need like a 198 and sell at the 217, 225 to even just get money. It's 199, $2. Does it have enough oomph to run? 7,000 shares just came in at 2. We're going to pull back some probably. Because I see the 198's popping up. There's the 198's now. I saw it coming. So now it starts to pretty much pop back up. That's what I mean, the drop and pop scenario, guys. When big orders come in on the ass, like 7,000, 10,000 and above, it has to fill. So the market makers lowered it a little, and it pops right back up. That's why so many people think the market makers take out stop losses, because they have to fill orders. So it happens. But if you put your stop losses correctly in place, you'll be okay. See, when I first started training, I've been training since 2003, guys. So when I first started training, I thought it was awesome to see big, big shares come in on the ask. I learned the hard way, man. See, now we're starting to run again on the 199s. I see 217 starting to come up. There's only 400 shares though, and there's six. That $2 wall is too big, man. 16,000 shares at two. If the buying kind of dries up, you're gonna see that 16,000 plus shares at like 199 and possibly 198. I would leave this one alone, man. It ran its course. We'll find something else. I'll find something else right now for you, actually. Got a stream up right now. What's good? What's good? Something in your price range. I do love EXXI, man. That's in your price range. You won big on that one before. You know, it's nice. Here you go. Out ACRX. Put that on watch, man. And just watch it for a few days to see if you want to get in or not. See, EXI is starting to pop up now. Another one of our favorites yesterday was PTIE. VIP is still trending. It's holding its own, man. This was like $3 a few weeks ago. Now it's in the $5 range. It's going slowly. Nobody's even talking about it. It's been trending higher and higher. Oh my god. TVIX 105, 106. Imagine 2 months ago, this is a $3 stock. You know what's going to happen? They're going to have to reverse split pretty soon. Cause they're going to go under the dollar soon. If they go below a buck, they're going to have to reverse split this to stay so they're going to get delisted. That means that stock's going to be in play once they reverse split. Even though it really fucks long-term shareholders, but it's going to come volatile, GEVO. But that reverse split, it came like crazy. It went nuts. Kind of like that stock. What was that stock? It reverse split like 3 times last year. Oh, man. I know somebody knows what stock I'm talking about. They absolutely do nothing. I think they're based in Greece, I believe. And I think they were in New York Stock Exchange. I don't think they're the NASDAQ. Or maybe they were the NASDAQ. It's going to drive me nuts now. I don't know what the stock I'm talking about. But they reverse split literally 3 times last year. Literally 3 times last year. How many times can you reverse split? And then finally, I think the SEC shut them down because they're doing too many shenanigans. Somebody got to know the stock I'm talking about. Is it like let's look at it now. I can't remember this shit. Okay, it's on NASDAQ stocks. I can't look it up on here. We'll go right over to a bar chart actually Twitter. See if anybody's talking about that. The yard, that means it's a stock. It is a stock. Okay. Now, just going to go over the bar chart, and we're going to look it up real quick. Because they literally reverse split 3 times last year, and the stock went nuts when they reverse split it. Even though it really kills shareholders that are holding, but it's an OTC stock now, so now they can't really, they got shut down, okay. But, that's an ugly fucking chart, man. Oh my god. Guys, don't go buy this. Guys who are not listening correctly, I'm not recommending this stock to buy. We're just talking about reverse splits and how stocks go nuts after the reverse split. Kind of like DRLL when the why is there a is DRL still around? Wow. What the fuck happened to them? Jesus Christ. Wow. Alright. Well, this stock used to be a $2-$3 stock, not anymore. That's why I don't follow New York Stock Exchange too much, just because a lot of crappy companies are public over there. But they revert split around 2006. I was in the dollar range. This was one of my first successful trades ever after learning how to trade. Before, it was just luck. I was just throwing darts, kind of. I was just playing, I put my money here, I put my money there. I was buying freaking like Supercuts, when Supercuts was a public company. Crappy stuff. And I don't know what I was doing. Then after I actually learned what I was doing, I bought this company. And it was, at the time, real estate was huge everywhere. They're pretty much a real estate company over in Puerto Rico, I believe. And the reverse split, because they're only around $1, the reverse split, it went up to 13. And then, like, a couple weeks later, it shot up to 30-something, and I made out huge. And the rest is just history. I can go on the line all my huge plays I had ever, but that was my first taste of a reverse split. And it did take most of my shares away, but at the end of the day, I made out pretty well. Oh, they're being taken over by the FDO. They're done as a company. Okay. Enough of DR. I don't recommend this company either. Don't buy this. They are taking over by the FDIC. That pretty much means they're no longer a credible financial institution, and they're done. Okay. Back to the live stream, guys. Back over to EXXI, which I have 5,000 shares at 367, and looking for a long-term swing back up to the possibly the $4 range. And we're looking for more stocks to trade. Hey, yo, Bobby, my man. Bobby, my boy. What's going on, man? Let me check out real quick, okay? I'll look into it. I had it on watch beginning of the week. I like the company, but let's see how bad they screwed up. And Dan, Keg, you know what, man? Oil's going to rally, buddy. You're already into it. And I know you don't have a stop loss in place, so I know you're down a lot, right? You're better off just holding and see if it bounces back for you. You know, I know you always just cut your losses short, but you've been cutting your losses so much, man. I just want you to have a win finally. You know what I mean? I want you to have a win. I want you to feel it. But let me check out EXL real quick. I almost bought that today, actually, because it was down. Let's check out the day range on this. That was real quick. Real quick. It was literally like 347 and bam, 350. Like, wow. This is going and going. Now, this company could bounce back, actually. This is a good stock. It had a big run, so you got to expect some of a pullback. If you're actually up on this, take profit, bro. Reward yourself, you know. Get a nice big stake. Get ready for the next big bio stock to go bananas. And I can't check out Keg on this because I only have a NASDAQ data, because I ain't paying $400 a month for two data. I'm only paying $100. So let me go back over to barchart.com and check out Keg for you, buddy. Now, if I trade in New York Stock Exchange stocks more, I would have both. But, where you got NASDAQ? Ooh! Hey, Dan, quick, what price, or what's your average price on this? Let me know real quick. Yeah, Bobby, man. I'm actually maybe looking to buy this too, man. I'm liking it. It's always high on the scanner. All bio stocks, really. Duffy looking to buy it. 261, you're up right now, man. Why are you looking to sell, dude? This is not real time. This ain't real time, but this is like a delay on this. What's the average price? What's the price right now, Dan, of the stock? So you're at 261. Oh, get tweets and shit. It's always nice to get nice tweeting love. So many bashers. See, that's what I want you to stop. So what you're doing is, go watch my first video of the video series I put out. Let me go back to the screen so people don't see this thing. I'm recommending this right now. All right. Let's just look at EXL. I like this company right here, EXEL. I might possibly look into buy very soon. Actually, might buy tomorrow. Actually, might trade on a Friday. Imagine that. But, all right. This is what you're doing too much. You're losing money on the stock, and you're looking to make it back elsewhere. If you watch that video I put out, 5 Mistakes Traders Make, you're vengeance trading right now. You're looking to make the money back elsewhere. You got to just take a deep breath, bro. Breathe. Relax. Very rationalized think right now. You're not down. You're up. You're just not up enough yet. Oil can rally like tonight. Remember, when you're in an oil stock, your stock's just not affected during market hours. It's affected the whole day. Because oil trades around the world. So if oil goes high when Australia is trading, that means when you wake up in the morning, your stock's going to be up very nice for you. So you just got to rationalize this and think real quick. Take a deep breath. Stop trading with vengeance. Because right now, you're just looking just to put your money elsewhere because you already lost money on this stock. You didn't lose, though. It's just not trading where you want to trade yet, but you actually are up. You're up like, what, a penny? That's not that much. But you're up, though. Let the stock run its course and see where it gets you. But stop with the vengeance. You're doing this too much. Yeah, it's right in your price range. So you're not down yet. It's flat. Oil's down today, I believe. Because all the oil stocks I like to buy are red. So it's gonna rally. Gotta let it run its course and you'll be alright. I want you to take some profit. See, so many times traders in the beginning, it's like you lose money on a stock, you just sell and you gotta make the money back on this stock. Or you're up on a stock, you're just not up enough. So you sell because you want to put that money somewhere else. So you're not trading with a plan. And you're trading too much emotion. Get the emotionals out of it, and you'll be all right, man. Just gotta wait. It's like kind of like it's like when you're in line, when you're in school back in the day, you gotta wait to the lunch line. You're just in the lunch line right now. Pretty soon, you're gonna go to the head of the lunch line. You're gonna taste some bank. I promise you that, man. You just gotta be patiently wait for it. Man, dude, Bobby, that happens a lot, man. I actually saw that. Like, I wanted, did that company trade 200% last week, where it was a 50% wide spread. I was one of those stocks that sent a PR out, and it went up huge, and then it took a big crap, and you couldn't trade it because the spread was so wide. It was like a $4 ask, and a $3.50 bid. You can't trade that. You get killed. Oh, I understand trying to get your account back up, Danny. Your account won't go back up. Trust me on that. You just got to have a better plan. You got to be more irrational. You got to use a stop loss in place so you don't lose so much on a stock. You don't give back so much in your winnings. Because you do win. You win a lot. But then you give it all back because you don't have a stop loss in place. So on the next time you buy a stock and you lose, you give back most of your winnings. You got to stop that. And you got to stop trading with the vengeance. If you lost money on the stock, so you take that money, put it somewhere else, hope to make money. That does, or you double down. That just builds a hole. And you don't want to build a hole. You want to trade with a plan. Like me personally, I look to trade the same amount of shares if possible. If not, maybe it's a little less. Yeah, I know, but you should be at 10 now, man. You had a lot of stocks, you're up huge, you just didn't sell. You thought it was going to go more. And you didn't have a trailing stop in place to lock in your profits. So it's not like you're buying the wrong stocks. You know, I give great stocks to trade. You're finding great stocks to trade. You're just not trading them correctly. So from starting this point forward, you're going to be more rational. You're going to use a stop loss in place to protect the end profit. And if you're going to lose, you don't lose so much. And you're going to be more consistent, and you're just going to just make consistent gains. You're going to build that account back up. We're going to take you from that literally $6,000, and by the end of the summer, you should be pushing 10K. Then the sky's the limit, my friend. Then we could take more risk. And then you can start making some serious cash. You got what it takes. You just got to be less emotion, man. Get the emotion out of you. Detach yourself from the cash. And let it ride. There's so many great stocks out there right now. Forget about CNBC. Fuck CNBC. Fuck Fox. Fuck all them bitches who say the market is going to be tanking. Overall, the market is shot. But there's always great plays every day. There's always going to be one stock that goes from 1 to 4 within the week. You just got to find it. There's about 30 seconds left in the before 4. Thank you all guys for coming out to the stream. If you haven't yet, please follow so you will know when I actually go live. I'm going live again probably tonight around 9 p.m. for an epic Q&A live stream. You ask me questions, I'll be there to answer to you. All you got to do is ask Bobby. He had a blast on Monday. More to come, guys. 10 seconds left. As always, let the trading gods be with you. Kick some ass. For the end of the week and Monday, we're going huge, baby. Peace.